It is with you, Dan, Neil and Sean, after Man City 4, Liverpool 0. Lot to get into, Sean. Want to look at the lineups as we always do, but I think with this one, it really sets the tone of how the game inevitably plays out. Liverpool, it's back to that 4-2-2-2, and you could really argue that Liverpool want to be narrow in this game. They want to try and be compact to stop City playing through spaces, which eventually becomes our reality. 1-2-3-4-0 up in the game. I think there's a problem in the shape that I think is exploited by Man City through really what we've been talking about over a number of weeks, in that the gaps just end up being huge. And where City place players, particularly in this game, Cherki and O'Reilly, it leaves a big question for Liverpool in terms of how much they want to be true to how they've been set up, I guess, versus what plays out, which is at times, you know, you can look at that Liverpool defensive shape out of possession at something like a back six, you know, bordering on a back seven at times. And then there's a conversation about whose men are who and what Gravenberch's meant to be doing. We can get into all of that. But I wonder whether he set them up to be, Slot has set them up to be incredibly bold and almost militant to the shape that he's put them in versus what's played out, which is they've lost a bit of confidence through going a couple of goals down and they've reverted and the gaps have just become huge.